Please pray for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Guadalupe, good Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All the readings, including the Gospel, share the same thread in the mission of joy and of suffering. The people of Nineveh begged God, begged his mercy, and repented. They renounced their evil behaviour, and the disaster that was threatening was prevented. In the second reading, Paul addressed the Corinthians, and as the word of God is alive and active, it enters between the soul and the body, it brings forth and gives life to the virtues and begins to eliminate our faults. So also the words which Paul spoke today are as relevant then as what they are now. The word of God never ages. Those who are enjoying life should live as though there was nothing to laugh about. And Paul continues with the word of God, those whose life in buying things should live as though there was nothing of their own. And again he says, and those who have to deal with the world should not become engrossed in it. St. Paul's message is to change your ways, to repent, to turn back to God, because if you do not, you will perish in this man-made world of values. If you do not turn from the world and turn to God, a disaster that threatened the Ninevites will hit. The message of John the Baptist, as he was introduced again after John had been arrested, he was the voice crying in the wilderness, but greater is the word of God spoken by Jesus himself, who in the opening address of the gospel said, repent and believe in the good news. And the good news is, follow me. Though it's not said in that context today, in this particular scripture, it nevertheless means, come, leave what you have and follow me. This is a call of Jesus to each and every one of us. For our sanctity, we must follow the word of God. The message of the Ninevites is change and turn back to God's laws. The message to the apostles, follow me. Yes, Simon, Andrew, James and John were being called to be apostles, but at that time they did not know that. Peter was married, yet at the moment of the call, all four of them, Peter included, left their families, walked away from their financial business, their home business of fishing, taking nothing with them, and followed Jesus. They returned a few days later, though, but nevertheless they responded to that immediate grace. Christ passed by, they responded, they followed. And this is what we ourselves, all of us, no matter what our state of life is to take up that grace when it comes. The call to follow me is heard by everyone who is open to the will of God, even if married, even if you are financially committed. In response to that moment of grace, God reveals himself because you have stepped out in faith. In that moment of faith of God's call, he can and will change you. He will change your life. Our Lady stepped out in faith and asked, how can this be? In faith, she consented and became the Mother of God. She was not expecting to be called the Mother of God. And as was said to her in the final stages of the conversation between the Archangel Gabriel, who brought the word of God to her, for God, nothing is impossible. And then Mary's response said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. You don't need to get the full picture. You just need to step out in faith and accept in your heart that this is the will of God. We pray for miracles, but do we step out in faith? The centurion's words, say the word and my servant shall be healed. He knew the impact of the word. He knew the impact of obedience. He didn't need Jesus being busy to come to the servant. He didn't need to go home and get the home ready for Jesus to arrive. No, he said, let it be done according to your word. His servant was healed. Joseph, the year of Joseph, is another example of this faith. Arise and take the child and his mother and fly into Egypt and be there until I shall tell you, for it will come to pass. Herod will seek the child to destroy him. Joseph, a married man with a child and mother, responded to the words, follow me. The message was clear. He responded immediately. Fathers, look to St. Joseph. Go to St. Joseph. Ask St. Joseph, whose request will never be refused. Joseph, the shadow of the Father, the first person of the Blessed Trinity. Joseph had the will of God, the will of God the Father here on earth. He was the lesser of the three, of the triune God, so to speak, here on earth. He was a lesser, but he had been given special graces, special gifts for fatherhood, for his office, something he could not arrive at in his own natural reason. Mary, the mediatrix of all graces, who gives to whoever, whenever, in the quantity she chooses, the graces, will not refuse Joseph, the father of her son, will not refuse graces for fathers who have the office of fatherhood. Go to Joseph, who was decreed to be the father of Jesus in the same decree as Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, was decreed to be the mother of God. Joseph is necessary. Mary, though in a higher order, Joseph is the one that is being called upon to deliver us from this mess that we are in, so that fatherhood and the ordained mystery of fatherhood will again be bestowed upon the men of the household. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Fructum ventris tui.